Here's your KNDY weatherized forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an excessive heat warning for this afternoon. Otherwise, throughout the rest of the day, a slight chance of storms early, sunny skies, mid-90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of storms late with a low of 75. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot, high near 99. We'll see heat values as high as 105. Wednesday night, clear, temperatures at 77. Currently, it's 72.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Two drivers were killed yesterday morning when their vehicles collided head-on in eastern Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened around 6:15 yesterday morning on Kansas Highway 68 near Paola. KHP reports a Ford Edge was westbound when it crossed into oncoming traffic and hit a Toyota Corolla. KTV says both drivers died at the scene. 24-year-old Tiffany Mamer of Paola driving the Toyota. 42-year-old Samuel Dead of Archie, Missouri was driving the Ford. The Kansas Highway Patrol's online crash log states neither driver was wearing a seatbelt. An 18-year-old Kansas man accused of having a role in the shooting death of a man in Topeka has been convicted of first-degree murder. A Shawnee County jury found Christopher Patillo Jr. guilty yesterday after a six-day trial. Patillo, who was 16 at the time of 20-year-old Brian Miller's death in April of last year, had been certified to stand trial as an adult. Mid-America Network News.
Tonight, from executive producers Mark Wahlberg and Stephen Levinson.
They're looking to kill some Marines.
Not some Marines. Us. We're being hunted.
Comes an all-new season of Shooter.
I'm gonna fix this. You're a good enough Marine to know you can't win this fight on your own.
A hero's war.
I'm gonna be anybody's hero.
Ryan Phillippe stars in Shooter. Season premiere tonight at 10, 9 Central, right after SmackDown Live on USA Network.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I gave one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
A state agency is investigating Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, including allegations that he misrepresented the content of a document he was photographed taking to a meeting with then-President-elect Donald Trump. The Office of Disciplinary Action considers misconduct complaints against Kansas attorneys, and Kobach is the only Secretary of State in the country with prosecutorial powers. A Kansas City area businesswoman has been ordered to spend a year and a half in federal prison for lying about her Cayman Islands interests used in a scheme to hide millions of dollars in secret offshore accounts. 66-year-old Verna Cheryl Womack of Mission Hills, Kansas, sentenced yesterday in Kansas City, Missouri. On Monday, she paid the $1.7 million in taxes that attorneys and the U.S. government agreed she owed. And weather forecasters saying a long stretch of hot weather on the way for Kansas this week, with some of the hottest temperatures arriving in the middle of the week. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a South Dakota teenager has been killed in a car accident in northeast Nebraska. That accident occurred around 6 o'clock yesterday morning, about 3 miles southwest of Brunswick. The Antelope County Sheriff's Office says the car ran off Nebraska Highway 14 and rolled before hitting a tree. The Sheriff's Office says the 16-year-old boy died later at Faith Regional Health Services in Norfolk. His name and hometown have not been released. Police have arrested a Ralston man in the death of a man whose body was found in a garage after a vehicle crash. Officers Monday arrested 52-year-old Dustin Salisbury, who faces charges of second-degree murder and use of a weapon to commit a felony. The arrest of Salisbury stems from a crash early June 21st when police claim he used his pickup truck to hit 23-year-old Jesse Domingo. Hours later, Domingo's body was found in a nearby garage. Mid-America Network News.
There is always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday accepted sealed bids and approved sale of 6 properties not previously sold for tax sale. There were no bids on another 6 additional properties. Bids, including winning buyer bids, are listed along with complete County Commissioners minutes on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday discussed the issue of thistle control, suggesting the letters be sent to all township board members urging thistle control measures. The sheriff and communication director reported the main server had gone down and temporary repairs cost would be $6,000. A new unit will be required at a cost of $18,000, which the department is not budgeted for. Commissioners advised they pay for it from the current budget, which, if short of the end of a year, the county would help with additional funding. Preliminary budget discussions continued, with Commissioner Wilbrandt suggesting at least a 3% pay increase rather than a 2% increase under consideration. He also voiced support of additional funds being set aside for land for expanding C&D. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and hosted the quarterly meeting with department heads. Budget limitations for 2018 were discussed, as well as payment of travel time for employees attending classes or meetings and new landscaping at the courthouse. A disaster relief determination was approved for Robert and Linda Cross, whose home was destroyed by fire following their submission of a real property relief application. Commissioners expressed changes they would like considered when the final 2018 budget is approved. Steve Stahlbaumer came forward suggesting changes at the transfer station, which would allow accepting more material from local contractors. Again, complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page. The Marshall County Fair wraps up in Blue Rapids today with a livestock judging contest beginning at 10:30. 4-H Fashion Review and the cake auction begin at 5. They'll also honor the outstanding volunteer and announced scholarship recipients. A fair supper is open to the public, catered by Ricky's Cafe, serving at 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door. A final wristband night with the carnival rides underway at 6 p.m. plus Kittyland. The livestock auction begins this evening at 7:30. TNDY will have live reports this afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour from the Marshall County Fair. The Washington County Fair gets rolling today with check-in of school exhibits, the Rock Barn this morning, and 4-H food judging. Check-in continues this afternoon. Exhibit check-in 4:30 until 8 p.m. with a livestock weigh-in this evening from 4 until 6:30. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, wheat roll, rice pilaf, broccoli, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look to Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville when you need new flooring. There's a full line of options, including carpet, vinyl, tile, and plank flooring by major brands like Mohawk, Shaw, Armstrong, and Southwind. You can trust the installation as owners John and Andy do it themselves to ensure it's done right. Quality flooring and installation available right here at Feldkamp's in Marysville. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is the very, very hot temperatures we will be seeing all across the central parts of the plains. We have numerous excessive heat warnings that will go into effect either today or into tomorrow, and several excessive heat watches. It does look like we're going to see temperatures, actual temperatures, well into the upper 90s, some areas over 100, with heat values as high as anywhere from 106 up to 110 degrees. So very, very dangerous conditions across the central parts of the plains. It does look like we could see spotty chances of showers and thunderstorms through tonight, then sunny and dry over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, like I said, we have an excessive heat warning for this afternoon. Otherwise, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms early, sunny at 96. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of storms late with a low of 75. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot with a high of 99. And tomorrow night, clear at 77. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Not enough to break a drought, but at least a break in the dry spell with a brief shower early this morning. Trace amount of precipitation here at the studios. Average high temperature mid-July, 90. Record high on this date, 108 in 1936. The average low, 69. The record low is 57 in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Cloudy, overcast, still a sprinkle or two, 74 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the north. If radar is an indication, we could still be in for some light, moderate showers this morning. Some heavier thunderstorms just west of our listening area. Moving into Washington, parts of Jefferson County right now. The activity mostly east of Highway 81, which is over in Republic County at Belleville. That activity approaching, again, the Washington County line east-west. That extends clear up to Highway 136 in south central Nebraska, down to Highway 24 in north central Kansas. If it holds together, could bring some helpful precipitation this morning. Let's check out the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of July. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you ready to rumble? Come to the Marysville Walmart parking lot Friday, July 21st for the Battle of the Tractors. 6 hours, three tractors, one community effort. KVC Health Systems brings you this thrilling event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to make sure the kids in the foster care system have all the supplies they need for school this fall. So bring it on. Pencils, glue, pens, binders, paper, art supplies, and backpacks. There will even be a hot dog lunch for $4 so you can keep up strength in this epic Battle of the Tractors. It is on Friday, July 21st, 10 to 4, Walmart parking lot. Bring your biggest, baddest bag of school supplies and stuff those tractors.
Kirk Cousins gets another franchise tag while Le'Veon Bell may hold out. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. It was deadline day for NFL teams to place franchise tags on their players. Washington placed their tag on quarterback Kirk Cousins for the second straight season. It's the first time that a QB has been franchised in back-to-back seasons in NFL history. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter on why Cousins will only get more expensive.
If the Redskins want to put the transition tag on him next year, it's $28.7 million. If they want to franchise tag him, it's $34.5 million. million dollars.
Pittsburgh used their tag on running back Le'Veon Bell. Bell will earn $12.12 million under the tag, but Bell isn't happy, says ESPN's Jeremy Fowler.
He was pretty clear. He's like, look, things weren't particularly close on this. I was hopeful today that something would get done, but it didn't, and so they value me differently than I value myself.
The Lakers won the Las Vegas Summer League title despite Summer League MVP Lonzo Ball sitting out. In the MLB, Miami walks off against Philly.
D swings and hits a sinking line drive into right center. He's won it for the Marlins. It's a walk-off single for D. Gordon.
On WINZ, Giancarlo Stanton hit two home runs. Marlins win 6-5. Back-to-back shots by Seattle downs Houston in extras.
Right field, turning Springer at the wall. Mariners are on top in the 10th.
On KIRO, Kyle Seager and Danny Valencia with home runs. Mariners win 9-7. The Cubs win their fourth straight.
That one blistered. Deep center. It is gone. He's homered in three straight.
On WSCR, Anthony Rizzo with the home run. Chicago beats Atlanta 4-3. Colorado holds off San Diego.
This one hit pretty well to left center field. Margot is on the run. He's still going back. It's gone!
On KOA, Gerardo Parra with the solo shot. Rockies win 9-6. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, in case you missed it, Ag Groups, along with Ag Secretary Perdue, applauding the president's nomination of Steve Sensky to be Deputy Ag Secretary. That nomination has been rumored for months, and the White House describes Sensky as a Missourian. Since he's lived for many years in the suburbs of St. Louis, that's where the American Soybean Association is headquartered, and Sensky has been their CEO for some 21 years. But Sensky actually grew up on a soybean, corn, and livestock farm in Minnesota. Secretary Perdue is hoping the Senate will quickly consider that nomination. The president last week also nominated Rostin Benham to be a commissioner on the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. If he confirmed, he will fulfill a term that expires in June of 2021. World Brazil's Minister of Agriculture meeting with Ag Secretary Perdue today in an attempt to resume fresh beef exports to the U.S. USDA halted beef imports from Brazil late last month because of reoccurring concerns about the safety of the products. Brazil hopeful the U.S. will lift the ban, as the Brazilian government said the suspension was related to non-conformities due to reactions of vaccination against foot and mouth disease, and that can provoke some abscesses in meat. The Brazilian government has ordered all beef producers to follow certain cut procedures for beef that will help easily identify potential problems. The U.S. embargo among a series of challenges for Brazilian meat processors this year after investigations questioned the quality of the sanitary inspections that was released back in March, and that prompted dozens of countries to temporarily block shipments from the country. Now, since then, most of those countries have resumed Brazilian meat purchases, and many have reinforced their inspections. Well, be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters and Midwest Ford Dealers. Well, the United States Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress Report issued Monday afternoon shows that the winter wheat harvest is 75% complete across the United States as of day before yesterday on Sunday. A couple of states are, in fact, complete with their wheat harvest. Arkansas is finished. Illinois is finished. Texas is 100% finished with their wheat harvest. Oklahoma is 98% complete with their wheat harvest. Kansas is 98% complete, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. And Nebraska took a big jump, running from 52% to 83% over the last week.
If the weather holds, I estimate we'll be done pretty shortly here in the southern panhandle.
That is Nebraska Wheat's Carolina Brower saying wheat harvest is just about to wrap up in her state as well. And in a related story, the United States Department of Agriculture expects growers to bring in 1.28 billion bushels of winter wheat. The latest projection is 2% higher than the previous month's forecast, but it's still 23% lower than 2016. The forecast is based on July 1st condition. It projects a 49.7 bushel per acre average. Hard red winter wheat projections estimated at 758 million bushels. Kansas, of course, is the nation's biggest wheat producer, 324 million bushels expected to be cut this year. That number is 37% below last year when Kansas had an unusually good harvest, but it's still a lot better than experts had predicted. We all know Kansas was hit hard by wheat streak mosaic and some brutal hailstorms, along with a late season blizzard. Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Well, the crop's in the ground. Now it's up to Mother Nature. Let's talk about the weather's impact on the markets after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Jim McCormick is with Allendale Incorporated. He's an analyst there. His clients include farmers, grain elevators, producers, anybody involved in the marketing of agriculture in McHenry, Illinois. That's where he's based. So let's talk about the weather now that everything is in the ground. Some areas have had too much moisture. Some areas have not had enough, especially the upper Midwest. How excited are soybean traders going to get about the weather at this point in July?
You know, the beans probably won't lead us on the way up. It'll be the corn that leads us the next couple weeks if we turn hot and dry. But what'll happen is the beans will go up. That old line of, you know, rising tides lift all boats. The funds are buying the wheat based on the drought in the Dakotas. They're buying corn based on dryness issues potentially in the Midwest. The bean market's going to follow it up also just on sympathy. But like you said, August is going to make or break the beans. We found customers say, wow, the beans look bad on August 1. By August 15th, they're shocked at how well the crop looks with one good soaking rain.
In the past, when we have seen weather concerns, overseas buyers have decided that they didn't want to get caught flat-footed, so they booked some buys. Are we seeing any of that yet, or do you think we will soon?
I think it's something we need to keep an eye on. I don't think they're quite there yet. They feel pretty comfortable, I believe. Brazil's harvesting their second crop. It's a monster crop. Actually, Brazil-Argentina corn crop combined is about 1.6 billion bushels bigger than last year. They're also, you know, in the midst of finishing up a harvest of a record bean crop. So I think the world traders right now feel there's comfortable supplies in the world just yet. But they're going to, you know, they got to be cognizant. It's amazing. Look what the Minneapolis wheat did. I mean, 3 weeks ago, we were dry in the Minneapolis wheat. It wasn't like this drought just came on. It's been a drier bias, but the market exploded when all of a sudden the market kind of panicked. And that could happen at any time.
Is there anything left of the upside in that spring wheat market?
Yeah, I think there is. That model's continued to be hot and dry. I think, you know, we can another dollar. You know, we've had spring wheat get up to $10 before on a squeeze play as the people kind of panic. You know, trying to pick a top in that market's very dangerous, plain and simple. But it looks like there's still some upward potential.
And speaking of how quickly things change, isn't it interesting to watch with the wheat market how the sentiment can switch from, oh, we've got burdensome supplies, too much, to too little?
It can swing very, very quickly. Like you said, we had a burdensome supply just a year ago. Now we're talking about drawing down on stocks. The prices are getting people attractive. I've had a lot of customers call me just in the last 24 hours saying, hey, what about marketing 2018 wheat already? So it looks like this run-up in wheat's definitely got the producers' attention looking out a year out already.
Jim McCormick, an analyst with Allendale Incorporated out of McHenry, Illinois. Back after this.
Save 17% off manufacturer-suggested retail price on 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Notice Motor Company. The Chevy Silverado 1500 model, regular cab priced at $35,080, double cab at $37,657, crew cab at $41,156. Save 17% off on 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups. See the Notice Motor Company in Marysville for details.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY 74 with light rain and a cloudy overcast. Sure feels good to see light rain with showers moving across the region. A heavier band of showers on the back side of this pushing in from the west. Just now moving into Washington, parts of southern Jefferson, northern Clay County. That activity holds together, might bring some beneficial rain to much of our listening area.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Take an important step toward your college education and register for a Summer Discovery Day at Southeast Community College. Learn about the different programs we offer, what types of financial aid are available, take a campus tour, and most importantly, how to pay for college. Visit us Tuesday, July 25th in Lincoln, Wednesday, August 2nd in Beatrice, and Friday, August 4th in Milford. For more information and to register, go to southeast.edu/discoverscc.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Nicholas Castellanos and Mickey Matuk went deep. Jordan Zimmerman smothered the Royals with strikes, and the Detroit Tigers proceeded to trounce Kansas City 10-2 to open a four-game series last night. Ian Kinsler added three extra base hits for the Tigers, who knocked American League wins leader Jason Vargas from the game after 2 2/3 innings in his first start since the All-Star break. Zimmerman